So you have a unique name.
I mean, Kelly, not really. My parents thought it was unique when they named me that. And then there were five Kellys in the first grade, which is when I became Kelly K.
Yeah, there you go.
Fun fact. My last name started with a K.
Right. Is it so? Well, same with Ben. Like, Ben, not super unique.
You also had alliteration with your name, too.
Yeah.
Last name. Your last name starts with a B.
Yeah. But my middle name, I always have to, it's spelled differently. My middle name's Aaron. And
I've never heard it spelled A-R-I-N before.
So
except for you.
I finally met someone with the first name of Aaron, spelled A-R-I-N. And
really?
Yeah, and he and I bonded immediately. We were like, oh my gosh, another one.
Yes, because typically the female spelling is E-R-I-N.
Yes, E-R-I-N, and male A-A-R-O-N, A-A-Ron. But yeah. A-R-I-N, that's how my middle name is spelled. Is your name so unique that it causes you issues? Check this out. This could be a setting the bar story. Like, if you can manage to make it through the day without giving your kid a problematic name, you're doing okay. This woman's name is L.A.
Like, as in Los Angeles, the abbreviation for Los Angeles?
Well, but it's not named, she's not named for Los Angeles, but yes. L.A., she explains. Okay.
My name is L.A., capital L dot capital A dot. Now, some of the systems don't accept it, so they have to just put L.A., or some of them accept one dot but not two. Some of them don't accept two letters. They have to add an extra letter. All kinds of madness.
Yeah, so she's talking about the fact that, one, she's British, so...
I didn't pick up on that.
Right. So I guess her name was given to her because her mom wanted to connect two surnames, L and A. And so she's saying that when she's trying to like put her name into forms, it usually doesn't accept one
right.
letter.
Exactly. So, like, no, you have to have a name.
Or it doesn't accept a period, like an L period, A period.
Right. My name is the most problematic name, I think, in this world. Like, to the point where my driving license came back with a picture of a Chinese man on it.
Oh, what? Wow. How did that happen?
Yeah. Yeah, with my name, his signature, and my address. That type of problem. Because the systems just can't understand.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, if it's automated, it's going to be confused.
They're just saying it just confuses everything. Just having a name, L.A. dot. So, yeah, I mean, like, I feel for it. Because it's like, that's your name. And well, it's causing an issue.
Connected to surnames, what are the surnames? Like, is there a possibility to go with, you know, like, for instance, Raven Simone had, you know, hyphenated that name.
Or like Brangelina. Could you go like...
I don't think we go that route.
You mean morphing the two names together?
We hyphenate the names. Like, that's more... accepted, right? I don't think we morph the names.
Well, anyways, so
I think anything's going to be better than L.A. dot.
Well, yeah. So she is.
That would drive me nuts. The first issue I had with it, I'm like, I'm done. I'm out. Let's change it.
I do know that I had a teacher friend who had a student whose name was Ladasha.
Ladasha.
And it was spelled... L-A-dash-A, like with a hyphen, L-A hyphen A. So, but pronounced Ladasha. So that was, again, just probably something that maybe in the future causes problems. I don't know. But interesting, unique name. We'll post up her little, like, story so you can follow along and see it. But
bless her heart. That's not a problem that she asked for.
I know. I mean, the name is the name you're given. And you got to jump through hoops to get that changed if you want to. Or maybe you just love, you know, you're so used to it. You like it. It's unique. But it's just still, it causes you headaches. At Ben and Kelly Show on X, we'll post that up. You can see it.